This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, we have on with us Jeff Palermo from the Louisiana Radio Network, and he's part of our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, totally focused on patient care. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
How you guys doing today, Mike and Herb?
We're doing great.
Good, Jeff.
Jeff, we got a W last week, and we talked about a lot of different things. They didn't let Vanderbilt's quarterback control the tempo of that game. And I think, really, after the big passing play, really LSU was in total control of that football game. But I think it started early, where you didn't let him become a threat as a runner, and you were able to run the football, primarily working on that right side of LSU's offensive line.
Well, I think that it's pretty much the same game plan tonight, right? I mean, you just got to make sure that Oklahoma's quarterback doesn't beat you, and then you got to try to run the ball against a very stingy Oklahoma defense that just doesn't allow teams to run the football. And I think where LSU could actually have a little more success offensively tonight is throwing the football. Oklahoma's cornerbacks have struggled this season, so this should be a game where Nussmeier has, it should be a game where Nussmeier has some success, as long as they provide him the appropriate protection here tonight.
Herb?
Jeff, I wasn't here last week. I want to thank you for an outstanding show with Mike. And I was in Austin, and I was, my son was getting married and things of that nature. And I saw all of the hoopla with the Texas Longhorn fan base getting ready for this week, right? And so I wanted to ask you, is where do you see LSU's atmosphere fitting into this game tonight? Because you go back a couple of games ago, not the Vanderbilt game, but a few games prior to that, even the Vanderbilt game, I think it was kind of like an empty house at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to tonight when it comes down to the fans and being there for the players at the end of the game?
Well, that's going to be very interesting tonight because it's going to get cold.
Yeah.
And if LSU is not having a very good night, the place could really empty out at halftime. I mean, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. I think it's just going to be really going to depend on, you know, how LSU plays here tonight, and if can they keep the fan base engaged in this game. And, you know, does Oklahoma put up a pretty good fight as well? I think the weather, I mean, I think, you know, obviously it's a beautiful, beautiful day right now. Too bad they're not kicking it off right now at 2:40, you know, a 2:30 game. But I think the weather could play a part in it. And we just know it's been, you know, this is the final game. It's a bit of a letdown that, you know, this game doesn't mean more. When you looked at the season or before the season started, you were kind of looking at this game. Oh, man, LSU, Oklahoma and the final game of the regular season. Could this be a game where a playoff spot is on the line or something like that? And, you know, obviously Oklahoma's had a really rough season in their first year in the SEC, and LSU's had its issues. So if this is a game where, you know, it's kind of a lackluster and two teams just, I don't want to say going through the motions, but if there's not a lot of excitement in that first half, I could see a lot of fans bailing out at halftime or towards the end of the third quarter and looking for you know, their warm car to turn on the heater, you know, because it's going to be a chilly night in Tiger Stadium, and that certainly could kill the environment, especially in the fourth quarter.
You're playing for pride today. You're not playing for anything else. A win and pride and the advancement of the program on both sides of the ball, and especially at LSU, especially when you're playing at night in Tiger Stadium. So.
And you got a lot of recruits watching. Because what we don't talk about, we haven't talked about today, is Wednesday, opening day of national signing period.
That's
so,
right.
Man, it's like, okay, you jump from the last game, and in 48 hours, bang, you got national signing day for 2025.
That's right. I was going to ask Jeff about that. What does he think about that, you know, this early signing period, and what is LSU going to look like? What is that? You know, who they're going to hopefully land.
Yeah, I see that Jakeem Stewart is one of the guys, obviously a talented defensive lineman who's sitting out this year after transferring to Carr. He's supposed to be on campus, so, which is a good sign, because there was concern after Bryce Underwood ended up going to Michigan that maybe this class would fall apart a little bit. Really, they've only had one defection since then, so that's good. I think you have the other thing. You got the 21 seniors tonight. I'm sure all those guys are certainly going to be playing very hard in this football game. But it is very weird to think about this as far as the National Signing Day coming up, you know, a week away, or less than a week away now on Wednesday, as you mentioned. And I don't know where the perfect spot to put it is. You know, a lot of these kids are committing now, so much so at the end of their junior year, at the end of their junior season, in that period between, you know, in particular, you know, from January in through July, there's, you know, that's where you're building your next recruiting class. And I don't know if you don't decide to put this signing period somewhere in August or something. I know they won't do it that way, because you don't know what's going to transpire in that season. And if you have a bad season, a coach gets fired and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, middle of December was rough because you were just coming off, especially those teams that are playing in the conference championship game, and then you had the National Signing Day, and you didn't get that kind of a break. But not only do you have the National Signing Day Wednesday, then I think it's the week after or something. I'm not exactly clear on the transfer portal window then opens. So, I mean, it's just nonstop for these coaches. You know, right after, but I mean, Brian Kelly was asked about it on Monday, and for the most part, obviously, the 2025 recruiting class, the hay is in the barn, right? You just got to make sure you hold on tight. You never know when you're going to get some, you know, big time NIL offers might sway a guy. In fact, you know, they lost that edge rusher out of the state of Indiana. That was the one defection that they've had so far in this recruiting class. So, at this point, I think you're just kind of holding on tight, hoping something doesn't happen. But then, you know, I think from LSU's perspective, since they do have all this additional NIL money that's not going to go toward Bryce Underwood, they got this money, and I'm sure they're working the phones and trying to flip some guys here in the final days before this early national signing day period.
You know, they didn't call me yet either, so I'm not going to see none of that.
You ain't getting no money. That time didn't pass. You sound like Bobby J with that.
You never know, looking for
that NIL money.
That's it.
But, Jeff, man, I remember you and I would meet up. This is in February when they had the Bayou Bash, you know, on National Signing Day. And you're like, whoa, that seems like eons ago.
That's right.
And yet it's really not that far back.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Yeah, no, it is. It's certainly crazy the way this has worked, because that was like, right, that was as big as we as Americans when we celebrate the NFL draft period, right? Those 3 days of the draft, that's what, you know, when they had the Bayou Bash and National Signing Day that first Wednesday in February. I mean, that was such a huge day. Everybody got, some people took the day off and, you know, just watched, fax machines or, faxes come in through them fax machines and stuff. So it's certainly a different world, no doubt about it.
Yeah, we live in a different world. Going back to the game itself, one of the guys that I remember when Tulane played Oklahoma and talking to Coach John Sumrall, and he brought up about their defense. I said, Coach, you got to worry about one cat for sure. Number 28, Daniel Stutzman. At linebacker, who's a big linebacker who can run the field. He plays well against the run. He's also pretty good in the coverage part of the game. And every once in a while, they shoot him through there on a blitz. So the following week after they played him, he's like, boy, Mike, were you right about that? I swear, it looked like they were twins. Well, two of them wearing the 28. That's the guy on defense. You got to say, I can't let him be the controller up front. He's going to get his tackles, but you can't let him control the tempo of your game. And, man, Stutzman got great instincts. That's the best comment I can give about him, because he's got the physical traits, and he can run the field.
Yeah.
But it's his intelligence and his instincts to put himself in a position to make a play defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a bunch of tackles behind the line of scrimmage. And when you look at the stat sheet for Oklahoma, he has like twice as many tackles as anybody else. And for Oklahoma to convince him to come back for this season, I think that was a huge coup for them. I mean, he has been the focal point of their defense. And it's going to be a very, very interesting matchup. We all know that LSU's had some struggles with the interior of their line. You still don't know if Garrett Dellinger is going to play in this football game. He was listed at questionable on the injury report on Friday, so that's still in doubt whether he's going to be able to play. And you're going to hear his name if you're at the game or you're watching the game or listening to the game. You're going to hear his name called a lot. He is the one guy defensively that Oklahoma has. I think they're also pretty good on the defensive line. I think their front seven is pretty good, just kind of looking at it. But again, I think where LSU could certainly have some success is throwing the football, but you got to
you got to give Nussmeier time. This is a team that could put some pressure on the opposing quarterback. This is a team that also feasts off turnovers. We saw that last week when they intercepted Jalen Milroe three times. And really, turnovers might really decide this football game. I mean, when Oklahoma's won the turnover battle, they've won all those games. When they've lost the turnover battle, they lost all those games. So it's been pretty simple for Oklahoma to figure out why they haven't been playing very well, to go along with the fact that they really just can't throw the football. But this is still a team that kind of lives and dies by the turnover. So it's going to be careful. It's going to be a big night for Garrett Nussmeier to make sure he takes care of the football.
When you look at it, offensive line-wise, I thought that Campbell had his best game of the season last week against Vanderbilt. Now, sometimes it's who you up against, but I thought he was a dominant player up front against the Commodores. And to think about it, this will be his last game in Tiger Stadium tonight. Because he's not coming back. I mean, the next time he's going to put on a uniform, well, he might play in a bowl game. But other than that, you know, it's going to be an NFL uniform. And remembering how that guy started as a true freshman, Emory Jones, he was a little later in his freshman year, but he became the starter on the right side. How those two tackles have been, for the most part, really dominant players as protecting the quarterback.
No doubt about it. Pass protection, those guys are something else. And they've been a key. I would say maybe the one game that Campbell struggled a little bit this year in the pass protection was South Carolina game. But eventually made enough adjustments for LSU to pull out that game. And, man, does that win look so much bigger now, considering South Carolina just finished the regular season 9-3. And who knows, might find themselves in a college football playoff. But Will Campbell was as good as advertised, right, coming out of Neville. You heard about this kid, one of the top prospects in the state, one of the top prospects in the offensive line, basically becomes the starting tackle when Brian Kelly gets here, and he's held that spot down. He's been a leader. I thought in the media sessions, at least last week going into that Vanderbilt game, he really set the tone, talked about playing for pride, saying, hey, obviously, the standard here is to try to win 10 games, but we're not able to do that. But the standard is also still to prepare for games, work hard for games, do everything you need to do to try to win. Winning is still the standard at LSU, whether it's winning 9 games, winning 8 games, winning whatever it may be. I really think he, and obviously he was one of the guys that helped lead that players' meeting that they had heading into the Vanderbilt game. So, yeah, he's been as exactly what you advertised. You're hoping that, hey, you know, during his time, LSU might have won an SEC championship or might have gotten into the playoff this year with a guy like Will Campbell anchoring that left tackle. It didn't happen. But it was a big recruit for LSU to get because they were losing a lot of the, you know, I mean, they were losing offensive linemen in the state of Louisiana, especially in that northeast Louisiana area, to other schools, in particular Alabama. Cam Robinson obviously is the one that you think of immediately. So the fact that they were able to get him to come to LSU, that was significant, and he certainly lived up to the billing.
And I think you could say the same about Emory. I know he's a Baton Rouge guy, but, you know, I know his recruitment, there were a ton of teams that were trying to flip him right toward the end of National Signing Day, and yet he stayed in home at University LSU. But the thing with him is I think he's going to end up being a better pro than he is as a collegiate player.
He certainly could, and obviously there's a push from LSU to see if they can somehow – keep him here for one more season.
I hear it too. They may got a few dollars. Underwood.
That's right. Well, Underwood's, you know, checked it depends. It just depends. If they call me, I might go back. Just so you know.
You can't play no right tackle.
Yeah, I know you're right.
Can't play no right tackle.
Yeah, you never know.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's a wrap on our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock and everybody at Thibodaux Regional Health System for backing us each and every year. We'll be back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.